What does this opportunity mean to you to work that hard? Coach Yoder's already said that it was a spot that you earned and were not given. What's it mean to you?
It definitely means a lot to me. I mean, I've definitely worked a lot to get to this point, so something that like I'm really hyped up about.
When did it set in what you had just done? Was it the roar of the crowd when you actually did it, or what kind of made it special for you?
I don't know, just like the environment. I mean, my team, I knew all the guys are just hype all game, and just being able to, like, for us to, as a team, to go out there and dominate and then, you know, make history as well. So that was pretty cool.
Haley, I'm very proud of you. This is an emotional and outstanding moment. But I do want to be lighthearted a little bit, all right? Have you thought about any NIL deals in today's college football environment and the fact that you're such a pioneer? Have you thought about any NIL deals coming down the pipe?
I definitely have. It's just, for me, it's more like the right time, you know, because I do think those are, like, with it being more common these days, it's definitely an opportunity. I mean, you can't pass up, so definitely something on my mind.
Well, the crowd went crazy when you made the disruptive play. You get off the field on third down. You get over to the sideline, hyped up with your teammates. What emotions were going through your mind there when you got a chance to get over to the sideline after making a big play?
I don't know. I was just, like, so excited and just happy to be out there because, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just doing what I love to do. And, you know, it's just, like, when you work so hard for something and it's just so hard, it seems people look at it like, no, that's impossible. But you go out in there and do it, it's like, it's fun to be able to, like, play football and then also be able to prove something most people don't think can happen. So just an awesome moment.
So are you, I know that, you know, one of your freshman year, you kind of battled through some injuries. I remember the Bridgewater game, you break your wrist, you refuse to come off the field because you're that tough. And then you play the rest of the season with just a wrist brace on, never coming off the field, and then have off-season surgery. So are you completely healthy now? Do you feel like you're playing at the highest level you've ever played at?
Yeah, I feel the best I've ever have felt being a football player, you know, just in terms of, like, recovering from all my injury or the injury I had, and then just making sure that doing the right things that help me feel great as an athlete. Just
reading your story, today was always going to happen for you, whether it was today, another day, but today was always going to happen for you. When did you know, when you started this journey way back when, that you wanted to be a football player? When did you know today was going to happen? When did you think about that first?
To be honest, I didn't think too much about it. I just knew, like, coming up from the high school level into the college, I knew I had a lot of work to do to meet the standards. I didn't think it'd have to be this, you know, you come in, you're like freshman year, you're adjusting, maybe sophomore year, but I think having an injury kind of pushed me back, and I knew maybe that won't be it. So I knew it was coming this year. I just, like, when it, coming into season, even before camp, I was like, this is my year to start something special. So, yeah.
Finally, what would you say to young girls that are chasing the same dream you just realized today?
I would say that, you know, everyone, you know, usually says, like, you know, don't listen to people, you know, telling them, don't do it, like, you're not meant to be here, but, you know, I think it's more than that. I think it's like, you know, if you see any challenge in front of you, like, don't be scared. Just go at it, like, with everything you have, and, like, don't look at people's opinions. Don't look at, you know, there won't be, like, somebody ahead of you who have done it before, but you got to be that person. So just, like, everything you do, full go all the time. So, yeah.
Appreciate the time on a very historic day, and congratulations on the history and also the win today.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations.
So that's Haley Van Voorhees on a very emotional day for Coach McCullough as well, and the personal relationship that you guys have as coach and player. I mean, how special of a moment is this for you two?
Yeah, I mean, just amazing. You know, there's lots of freshmen that go away to college, and they have a difficult time with the transition, let alone being the first non-kicking, position-playing female to play college football. So that's really an awesome opportunity.